Perek Yudale, chapter 14 of Tehillim, contrasts two different people. One person that we speak of with a kind of negativity, and one person that we speak of positively. The first person is described in the first pasuk. Amar Naval Belibo, the foul person, says in his heart, Ein Elohim, there's no God. Hishchisu, Hisivu Alila, Ein Osei Tov, everything is corrupt, everything is destroyed, there's no doer of good. In contrast with that, the second pasuk continues, Hashem mishamayim hishkif, Hashem looks down from heavens, al b'nei adam, on people. Liros hayesh maskil, to see is there anyone of understanding. Doresh es Elohim, someone who is seeking, who is searching, who is looking for God. What I think is important about this is that the contrast between these two different people, described in pasuk aleph and described in pasuk beis, is not a contrast between the person who says, Ein Elohim, there is no God, and the person who says, Yesh Elohim, there is a God. The contrast, rather, is between the person who says, Ein Elohim, there is no God, versus the person who is Doresh Elohim, who is seeking Hashem. We don't always have clarity. We don't always have a perfect, graspable, comprehensible knowledge of exactly what things are and what it means that there's a God and how God exists in this world and how God exists in the reality, and especially in this reality that we are experiencing. It's easy to use cliches and it's easy to use commonly described phenomenon to try and explain what things are and how this is and how Hashem is here and what emunah means and how we have faith and how we believe in the current situation and to reuse all of those things. But the reality is that emunah, faith, connection to Hashem is something that is fluid, something that's moving, something that expands. Something that as we experience more and more of our lives, more and more of the reality in this world, our emunah is shaped along with that. And so instead of just taking the same old belief and now placing it onto a new experience, the idea of being a Doresh Elohim, seeking Hashem, means that as something new happens, I'm open, I'm curious, I'm searching, I'm being Doresh to see how my emunah expands and moves and shifts and becomes more expansive, more nuanced, more thorough. It becomes deeper. And I don't have total clarity. It's not a perfectly tightly sealed package where everything is already worked out. And I'm taking all the things that I've already worked out and I'm just placing it onto this. But instead, I'm experiencing what it means for emunah to evolve and for my emunah to become bigger and more expansive, as my life experiences become bigger and more expansive. The Doresh Elohim that the Navi, that the Tehillim is describing is the person who is facing reality with the mindset of, I have faith that I have faith. I don't know exactly what my faith is, but I have faith that I have faith. I have faith that my faith can stand even in this situation. I have faith that it will evolve through this situation and it will become expansive enough to be able to hold even this situation. How exactly that looks, what exactly that means, I might not know at every moment, but I have faith that I have faith because I'm a Doresh Elohim. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't know exactly what God is and how exactly God is here, but I know that that will evolve and will be able to hold all the experiences that I experience. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.